Well, how many of you have ever strapped on roller skates? Now, I imagine more people than you think. But what about playing a sport that has contact and requires evasive and a balanced set of skills? Well, that's flat track roller derby. And here to tell us what is happening in the sport is Diane Connolly. Her derby name is Dinosaur. She's the current chairperson of the Van Diemen Rollers, and she's in the studio. Welcome to you, Diane.
Thank you, Michael.
Hey, takes a lot of balance, takes a lot of, manoeuvring around. I've watched a little bit of footage of roller derby, or do you call it roller derby?
Roller derby.
Roller derby.
Roller derby here in Tasmania.
Yeah. So tell us about the game, because I know that just to set it up from my point of view, I think it's an indoor thing. You play it on a court, a basketball court or something like that. Just take it away. Tell us what happens.
So roller derby is played indoors. In Tasmania, we generally play on wooden floorboards, so basketball courts, that sort of thing. We play on an oval track, and we have 10 skaters on the track at a time, so 5 for each team. We have a jammer, who is our scoring person, and the rest of the players are blockers for each team.
So how do you score?
So how you score is the jammer's got to get through the pack first, so get through all the players, get around, and then the second time they come around, they get a point for every opposition player that get past their hips.
Right.
Okay. So there's no ball involved, which a lot of people think there's a ball involved for some reason, but it's just purely the jammer getting their hips past.
And how many on the court at a time?
10.
10.
So 5 from each team.
Yep.
Teams can be up to 15 skaters. So you'll have a jam will go for 2 minutes at maximum. So you'll be out there for 2 minutes, change over, and a new lineup will go out.
So I'd envisage, Diane, that'd be pretty tough for a jammer, wouldn't it? You're under the pump for the whole 2 minutes.
Yep. Very intense and very hard. If your team is good at defence and offence at the same time, then they can help you get through. But as a game of strategy, as much as anything else.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. And look, as I said, I got onto YouTube and I had a look at it. The skills to be able to stay on your feet, I think, is that one of the key things that that all the players need to just try and stay on those skates.
Yeah. When you first start to learn to play roller derby, like you learn the basics, like how to fall and all those sorts of things, because you will fall and that sort of thing, but as you develop your skills and you get stronger, you learn, improve your core strength. Being balanced on one leg is important. Those are all things that help you with roller derby.
And you're always looking for players, and that's something that I think all sports, anywhere, wherever you're going, you're always looking to try and introduce new people in. You're trying to get some of the guys that have played before to come back and play, etc. Some of the circumstances, family and things like that happen, don't they? And employment.
Yeah.
So I guess you'd be on the lookout constantly. And I think you're probably putting a call out now to see if there's anyone out there who's interested in playing.
Yeah. So every year we try to run one or two or more intakes of skaters to get them through our skating program. So we're having a come and try day on the 25th of July at the East Devonport Recreation Centre. Mm-hmm. That'll be from 2 o'clock to, I think it's 4 o'clock we're running it. So on our Facebook page, we've got a link to the event where you can register your interest.
And that's punch in Van Diemen Rollers.
Yep, just Van Diemen Rollers, and you'll find us there. Earlier in the day, we'll be having a scrim, which is like a practice game, against Devil State Derby League, which is the Launceston team. So if you want to come and actually see what derby's all about, come and have a watch. We'll be there playing from about 11 o'clock. And if you want to hang around and have a go on skates yourself, we'll have some gear there that people can try on, get up and have a little roll around. It can be very intimidating. When I started 5 years ago, it'd been 30 years since I've been on skates. and I held somebody's hand the whole time I went around the track. But it does come back to you. it's scary as you're older, but Yeah.
It was scary when I was younger. I can remember as a young kid, I lived down in near where George Street, William Street sort of area, no. And not around the corner from the showground where the skating rink was or still is, I guess. Is it still?
No, it's not there anymore.
Not there anymore? Well, time moves on.
Yeah.
I can remember going there to skate and I wore a brand new pair of denim jeans and I tore the knees and the backside out of them and I didn't go back again. But plus the fact that I was pretty hopeless, I couldn't stand up. But look, the thing is, where do you get your players from? Are they just people who've not played much sport or been involved in much sport, or just people from other sports?
As a great mix of people, actually. We have people of all genders who play roller derby, and we're a mixed gender league, so anybody's welcome to come along. We have people who have played sport before, and we have people who have never actually played sport before. Roller derby's the first sport they've played. And people from all different sorts of backgrounds and age groups. So from late teens to over 50s. So we have a great mix of people. We're a very welcoming club. And I think everybody has a great time when they come and have a role.
So how many teams are there around the place?
So in Tasmania, we've got ourselves on the northwest coast, the Van Diemen Rollers. There's Devil State Derby League, who are based in Launceston. And in Hobart, there's the Convict City Rollers, which is a female-identifying league only, and the South Island Sirens, which is a mixed-gender league.
And pathways, I mean, interstate, is the sport big interstate, or has it got its tentacles into the mainland of Australia?
It's very big on the mainland. Last year we were supposed to be going to Adelaide for the Great Southern Slam, which is one of the biggest tournaments in the Southern Hemisphere, which has about 40 teams from Australia and New Zealand. Unfortunately, they got cancelled, like everything
like
else.
Like most things have.
And currently the Victorian team, Victoria Roller Derby League, are number three in the world. Number three or number two team in the world. So they actually travel internationally to play.
Okay.
Which has all been put on hold.
Yeah.
We were fortunate that one of their skaters actually got stuck down here during COVID, who actually come and done some coaching with us.
Yeah, cool.
So we were very lucky. She coached some with us and some with Convicts in Hobart. So it's very big. There's three junior teams now, I think, in the state as well.
Yeah.
So one up on the coast called the Corridor Coast Junior Rollers. So that's for up to 16-year-olds. And in Hobart, it's the Hobart Junior Roller Derby.
Yeah.
League. So it's growing slowly in Tasmania, but we're getting there.
and pathways and coaching for people. I mean, say if you've had very limited experience on skates, etc., how on an average, because everyone's different, I understand that, but on an average, how long is it before you can get them upright and sort of get them confident in what they're doing?
To actually play a game at bouting level, you're looking at 6 to 12 months just to learn the basic skills, be safe. It's about yourself being safe and being safe around other people, because if you're going out on the track and you're not safe, you can quite easily injure somebody else.
Yeah.
Obviously, we wear all the protective gear, helmets and mouth guards and elbow pads and all that sort of thing. But it's about being safe. But it took me 12 months. Some people have now done it within 6 months. So it depends on your sporting background as well and how quickly you can adapt.
And just before we let you go, how much for a pair of skates and a bit of protective gear?
So a lot of the skate shops on the mainland and that sort of thing sell skate packages, which can be from a couple hundred dollars to $500 for a basic set. You can spend thousands, obviously. My last pair of skates cost me $1,200.
Right, okay.
That's
serious?
That's with, like, skates, boots, plates, special wheels and that sort of thing.
Mm.
But you don't necessarily need to spend that much money to start off with, especially if you come to us. We have some gear that you can hire just to start out, see if you like it to start off with before you go spending any money.
So you're playing games at the moment?
We're doing some scrimmages and that sort of thing, which is just like practice games, which is giving our refs an opportunity to practice as well as our non-skating officials. So even though we have 10 skaters on the track, to actually have a full proper game, we need 7 referees on skates as well.
Wow.
So this is an area that we struggle in, which is an area which previous skaters coming back to the game sometimes get involved in that sort of thing. But, it's a very because there's so much going on, we actually have two people who are just refs who are just doing the scoring. So watching the jammer, that's all they do for each team.
Because there's a lot going on, isn't there?
There is a lot going on. And if you come and watch a game, it looks like chaos and you're thinking, oh, what are they doing? I don't understand. But like I said, there's a lot of strategy involved. And after time, watching it a few times, you sort of cotton on to what's happening.
Mm. All right. Well, if you're anyone out there listening and they want to get involved in roller derby, you get on the Facebook page, Van Diemen Rollers. Yep. There's a link there that you're able to register for the
event,
for the event that they've got coming up. And that's on the 25th of July. That's at the East Devonport Recreation Centre around 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
2 o'clock in the afternoon we'll start and we'll go through to four.
Yep. 2 till 4.
Yep.
So that's 2 till 4, 25th July at the East Devonport Recreation Centre. Roller derby. Get stuck into it if you like your roller skating. If you haven't strapped your skates on for a while and you want to have a bit of a go, this is the perfect opportunity. Thanks very much for coming in, Diane. Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.